Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's program features solo pianists as accompanists. These are musicians who specialize in solo recitals or concerto playing with orchestras, but enjoy a chance to join a singer for art song performance. We'll begin with Sviatoslav Richter with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. Soviet pianist Richter lived from 1915 to 1997, known to many as one of the greatest pianists of all time. Known also for the depth of his interpretations, his virtuoso technique, and his vast repertoire. We'll hear him in a live performance of Verzweiflung, or Despair, from the Magelone cycle of Brahms. You'll hear that Richter has a lot of notes to play because Brahms wrote the sounds of the ocean waves that carry the hero off.
So tönet den Schäumen befällen und windet euch rund mich her und windet euch rund mich her. Ach, Unglück, doch laut mich bellen. Ach, Unglück, doch laut mich bellen. Der Bewusstsein, das grausame Meer. Verachte den Zorn der Flut, o möge mich bitte zerschmettern, denn immer wird es gut, denn immer wird es gut. Nicht klag ich, und mag ich nun scheitern in wässrigen Tiefen vergehen, mein Blick wird sich nie mehr erheitern, den Stern meiner Liebe zu sehen. Und raset die Stürme mich an, und raset die Stürme mich an. Das Felsen an Felsen zersplittern, das Felsen an Felsen zersplittern. Ich bin ein verlorener Mann, ein verlorener Mann.
That was Sviatoslav Richter with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau in Verzweiflung, or Despair by Brahms. You heard that the pianist had a lot to play in that dramatic lead, but now when we listen to Richter alone, we can tell that he's used to playing the demanding music of Brahms. On this version of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HPR2, your home for classical music, we're hearing solo pianists as art song accompanists. Sviatoslav Richter just played the exciting scherzo from the second piano sonata of Brahms, demonstrating that he is up to such challenging music. Next is the American pianist John Browning, who lived from 1933 to 2003. His reputation included respect for his reserved, elegant style and sophisticated interpretations. Though Browning played the works of many composers, he was especially noted for working with his contemporary, Samuel Barber, whose music we're about to hear. First, The Secrets of the Old with Cheryl Studer, soprano, and then Love at the Door, sung by Thomas Hampson.
I have old women's secrets now that had those of the young. Much tells me what I did not think when my blood was strong, and what had drowned all lover once sought the haggard old song. The Madre is stricken down, Ephraim in Madge's way, we three make up a solitude. For another life today can go.
Songs of Samuel Barber with John Browning, the pianist. First, The Secrets of the Old with Cheryl Studer, and then Love at the Door with Thomas Hampson. This is the only recording I know of when Browning is not the soloist. Let's hear him now in that more expected role in two short pieces from Excursions by Barber.
Thank you.
Beautiful solo piano playing by John Browning in music of Samuel Barber. This is Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, featuring solo pianists in the role of art song accompanists. Now we'll hear historic recordings of Debussy's songs or mélodies sung by Maggie Tate, accompanied by Alfred Cortot. Cortot's years were 1877 to 1962, during which he played the works of the Romantic composers such as Chopin or Schumann, and was also a member of the famous piano trio that included violinist Jacques Thibault and cellist Pablo Casals. In 1936, EMI thought that the combination of two Debussy specialists would be good for record sales. So for the only time in their careers, soprano Maggie Tate was accompanied by Cortot in 14 mélodies. We'll hear Le Faun, the Faun. An ancient Harakata faun laughs in the middle of the lawn, predicting an unhappy sequel to these moments of calm that have led you and me, melancholy pilgrims, to this hour that flits away, twirling to the tambourines. Besides an ideal collaboration of the soprano and the pianist, you'll hear the first known recording of a prepared piano. Listen for the beating drums in the bass, and you'll notice that pieces of paper were placed in the piano strings. Debussy's Le Faun, the Faun, performed in that 1936 historic recording by Maggie Tate and Alfred Cortot. The latter was known worldwide as a solo or chamber pianist, and this is the only recording in which he plays for a voice. Cortot's Debussy solo recording that I've chosen is Les Collines d'Anacapri, The Hills of Anacapri, from Debussy's Prélude. Thank you. this Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, the spotlight is on the pianist. We just enjoyed Alfred Cortot playing Debussy's Les Collines d'Anna Capri, The Hills of Anna Capri, recorded in 1930. In the following, examples of the rare recordings in which a solo pianist accompanies an art song, I'll reverse the procedure and let you hear the piano solo first. In this case, we're enjoying Vladimir Ashkenazy, who was born in 1937 and is still active today, both as pianist and conductor. In his youth, he won prestigious competitions such as the Tchaikovsky and Queen Elizabeth, and has gone on to perform and record widely, eliciting critical acclaim such as, "He can suggest intimacy without being the least bit sentimental. Nothing is left undefined in his playing. Voicings are carefully balanced," unquote. Let's hear Ashkenazy perform one of Robert Schumann's Humoresques. One of Robert Schumann's humoresques was played by Vladimir Ashkenazy in that 1972 recording. Now we'll sample the rare excursion that he has made as an art song pianist in the Clara Schumann lied Erst gekommen. He arrived through the rain and the storm. The soprano is Barbara Bonney. Are listening to Singing in Other Sins with Gary Hickling, demonstrating solo pianists in the unusual role as art song collaborators. Vladimir Ashkenazy accompanied Barbara Bonney in Er ist gekommen, He Arrived Through the Rain and Storm by Clara Schumann. Before I go on any further, I'd like to thank Dennis Moore for sharing his CD library and vast knowledge of solo pianists. Our next soloist is Alfred Brendel, who was born in what is now known as the Czech Republic in 1931. His specialities are works of Mozart, Schubert, and Beethoven, and, unlike the soloists heard earlier, has performed with singers such as Hermann Prey, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and Matthias Goene. It is baritone Goene that we're about to hear collaborating with Brendel in Schubert's Frühlingssehnsucht, or Longing for Springtime. Schubert's many 16th notes in the piano are representative of the breezes and the rustling river.
Ich als Unterrauschen zumal wollen hinunter sehen. Wesen der Sonne spielen ist Gold, hoffende Wonne bring es vor Bald. Wesen der Sonne spielen ist Gold, hoffende Wonne bring es vor Bald. Wie lang nicht ein selig begrüßendes Bild, es lächelt an tiefblauen Himmel so mild. Und hat's mir das Auge mit Tränen gefüllt, und hat mir das Auge mit Tränen gefüllt.
Alfred Brendel was the pianist for Matthias Goerne in Schubert's Frühlingssehnsucht, or Longing for Springtime. Let's hear Brendel now in a short solo work by Schubert.
Thank you.
recorded in 1961, that was Alfred Brendel playing a short piece by Schubert. Earlier this year, as he celebrated his 90th birthday, he reminded us that he played recitals from his 17th to his 77th year. Let's remain in Schubert's world for the next music and explore the approach that Radu Lupu uses for either solo or accompaniment. Soprano Barbara Hendricks sings Schubert's Rastlose Liebe, Restless Love. Through the snow, through the rain and wind, in the midst of the ravines, always on, without rest or peace, where shall I flee? All in vain. Crown of life, happiness without peace, love, that is you.
Dem Schnee, dem Regen, dem Wind entgegen, auf der Klüfter durch Nebelwolke, immer zu, immer zu.
Barbara Hendricks sang Schubert's Rastlose Liebe, Restless Love, with Radu Lupu, the pianist. Romanian, Lupu was born in 1945 and early on won impressive contests. He plays the masters such as Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, Schubert, and Schumann, and has also performed in chamber music with violinists. A New York Times critic wrote of a Lupu recital that, quote, he has that mysterious something that goes beyond technique, erudition, and general musicality to reach into the sensibilities of listeners, unquote. Let's hear Radu Lupu storm through the last movement of Schubert's Piano Sonata in A minor.
Thank you.
listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, where we just heard Radulupu play the last movement of Schubert's piano sonata in A minor. The final solo pianist I'll feature today is the British Howard Shelley, born in 1950. His solo piano career began with a successful London recital and a televised BBC Proms concert. After that, he performed worldwide, featuring Rachmaninoff and Beethoven concertos. He's also a successful conductor, also around the world. Now we'll listen as he plays for Sergei Leifarkus in Rachmaninoff's I Was With Her. Here's a translation of the Russian poem. I was with her, she said. I love you, my dear friend, but asked to keep her secret. I was with her. She swore never to trade our love for the lure of gold, to love me with a burning passion, to love me as a brother. I was with her. I will eternally live as one with her soul. Though she be faithless, a faithless one I shall never be.
Строго завещала. Я был у ней, но прелесть злата клялась меня не променять, ко мне лишь страстью была.
The song was I Was With Her by Rachmaninoff, performed by Sergei Leifarkus with pianist Howard Shelley. Now we'll hear Shelley perform one of Rachmaninoff's preludes. Thank you. That was Rachmaninoff's Prelude No. 2, performed by Howard Shelley on this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, featuring solo pianists as art song accompanists. You know that I take the public in public radio seriously and enjoy your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to the archive of these programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.